This is Radio Nepal. I am Essence. Rest of the news, the headlines first. Discussions on government policies and programs in both houses of federal parliament begins. CPN Maoist Center Chairperson Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda comments policies and programs fail to address needs of people and nation. Speaker Devraj Khimire directs government to investigate Nepali students' death at KIIT in Odisha of India. President Ramchandra Paudal says citizens' access to information will help end arbitrariness and impunity, and 10 people killed after tourist boats capsized in China. Now the news in detail. Discussions have begun in the House of Representatives on the government's annual policy and program for the upcoming fiscal year 2082-83 Bikram Sambat. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli submitted a proposal to discuss the policy and program presented by President Ramchandra Paudal in the joint session of the Federal Parliament on Friday. Participating in the discussion, CPN Maoist Centre Chairperson Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda said that the government's policy and program have not been able to reflect the real situation of the country. Chairperson Dahal accused the discussion and program of being only formal and ceremonial, saying that the policy and program has failed to address the needs of the people and the nation. Chairperson Prachanda commented that it has failed to support national priority issues such as agriculture, water resources, forests, tourism, education, health, employment, federalism and social justice. The former Prime Minister accused the government of bringing the policies and programs just for the sake of formality. Speaker of the House of Representatives Devraj Khimire has directed the government to uncover the truth behind the death of Nepali student Prisha Shah at the Kalinga Institute of Industrial Technology KIIT in Odisha, India. During an emergency meeting of the House today, lawmakers raised concern over the death of Nepali students. In response, Speaker Ghimire urged the government to initiate high-level diplomatic dialogue with India and provide legal support to the victim's family. Prisha Shah was found dead in her college hostel on Thursday, just 3 months after the death of another Nepali student, Prakriti Lamsal, at the same institution. President Ramchandra Paudal has said the relevance of the right to information has become even more significant in a democracy as it serves as a vital tool to empower citizens, enhance their oversight of state investments and promote transparency in governance. Addressing a program organized on Monday on the occasion of the 18th establishment day of the National Information Commission, President Paudal said the RIT movement is becoming widespread globally in terms of ensuring transparency in the governance system. The president said the citizens' access to public information will help control mismanagement and irregularities, end monopoly and impunity, prevent corruption, guarantee the good governance and the rule of law, and protect human rights. On the same occasion, Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Prithvi Subba Gurung, said that the government was committed to implementing the right to information RIT in the country. The National Assembly members have called for effective implementation of the newly unveiled government's annual policies and programs for fiscal year 2025-26. Participating in the National Assembly meeting today, the parliamentarians pressed for so while deliberating on the incumbent government's annual policies and programs presented by President Ramchandra Paudal before the joint session of the House of Representatives and National Assembly. On the occasion, Narayan Datta Bhatta opined that policies and programs had incorporated all aspects, while Rajendra Lakshmi Gaide commended the government's goal to ensure access to clean drinking water to all by the next fiscal year. Meanwhile, Chakku Prasad Subedi, however, denounced the policies and programs, saying that they did not include people's rights. Today's meeting of the Education, Health and Information Technology Committee of the House of Representatives has decided to extend the deadline for the subcommittee formed to discuss and submit a report on the school education bill by 10 days. In the meeting, subcommittee coordinator Chabilal Bishwakarma said that the subcommittee held 39 meetings in a period of 35 days on the school education bill and demanded an additional 10 days to conclude the discussions and write the report. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Internet
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *1415# ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has expressed serious concern over the delay in the ongoing work of upgrading the TU International Cricket Stadium in Kirtipur. During a discussion held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Simhadarbar, Prime Minister Oli expressed serious concern over the situation that the work could not be completed within the stipulated time. Prime Minister Oli called on office bearers of the concerned bodies and contractors today to discuss the issue of the failure to complete the work of installing international level parapets and floodlights at the stadium within the stipulated time. After assuming office as his first decision, Prime Minister Oli announced that international level parapets and floodlights would be installed at the cricket ground within 100 days. The period ends on the 7th of May. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. At least 10 people have died and 70 have been hospitalized after strong winds caused four tourist boats to capsize in southwestern China. The BBC cited China's state media as saying sudden strong winds caused the boats to capsize in a river in Shaanxi City in Guizhou on Sunday, leading 84 people to fall into the water. The death toll jumped from 9 after the body of one missing person was found on Monday. The incident occurred as China celebrated the tail end of its week-long May Day holiday, a peak season for travel. Chinese leader Xi Jinping had earlier urged all-out efforts in the search and rescue. U.S. President Donald Trump says he will hit movies made in foreign countries with 100% tariffs as he ramps up trade disputes with nations around the world. The BBC cited leader Trump as saying he was authorizing the U.S. Department of Commerce and Trade representative to start the process to impose the levy because America's movie industry was dying a very fast death. He blamed a concerted effort by other countries that offer incentives to attract filmmakers and studios, which he described as a national security threat. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Discussions on government policies and programs in both houses of federal parliament begins. CPN Maoist Center chairperson Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda comments policies and programs fail to address needs of people and nation. Speaker Devraj Khimre directs government to investigate Nepali students' death at KIIT in Odisha of India. President Ramchandra Pawadel says citizens' access to information will help end arbitrariness and impunity. And 10 people killed after tourist boats capsized in China. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.